What word? When God said you have to go to the Gentiles, to the extremes of the earth. Then they raised their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he's not fit to live. Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that he should be examined under scourging so that they might know why they shouted so against him. Paul wanted to share the message with them, but they rejected it. They heard the gospel, but they rejected it. So they take him into the fortress in verse 25, and as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, saying, take care of what you do, for this man is a Roman. Remember, he was born in Tarsus. He had Roman citizenship. Then the commander came to him and says, tell me, are you a Roman? He said, yes. The commander answered, with a large sum, I obtained this citizenship. Paul said, but I was born a citizen. Then immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him. And the commander was also afraid after he found out that he was a Roman because he had bound him. So this is the same thing that happened to him in Philippi, right? So they kind of step back. In the last verse, 30, the next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bonds and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear and brought Paul down and set him before them. So next Sunday, we'll look at what Paul is going to say to the Sanhedrin. But so they take him in, they discover he's a Roman citizen, and then we don't see a whole lot after that. But I want you guys to notice that he was a Roman citizen. It didn't free him, but it kept him from being scourged. And later on, this citizenship will give him the possibility to appeal to Caesar. And doing this, he will be taken where? To Rome. And that's where the book of Acts finishes. So Paul, using his Roman citizenship, will bring the gospel to Rome. Now, in Philippians, we will see that he evangelized the whole praetorium. And he witnessed to those guys. And some people think that it's not said in the Bible, but they think that he might have shared the gospel with Nero, the emperor at the time. But Paul used his citizenship to advance the gospel. Paul understood the mission that we just looked at, right? To reach all the nations, and then he got to work using what he had. Now, what do I want to say to you guys here? We've seen this great mission of God, right? To reach the world. And it would be right for us to say, how can we be a part of this? This mission that God has us for us to reach the world. Like, remember Mary? On Easter when we preached about, you know, Jesus sees him and says, go to let the disciples know. Now, how can we find our place in this story? Because nowadays, people say, oh, you got to find your story, you know. Oh, I got to find my story. I got to find my way. But honestly, I don't want to live my story. I want to be part of Jesus' story. my story, I'm not really interested in that, but how can I be part of his story? In Ephesians 2:10, it says, we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has previously prepared for those for us to accomplish. That's Ephesians 2:10. So if you're in Christ, you're born again, God has already prepared beforehand good works for you to accomplish this mission. And so we just have to walk in obedience. We need to find those things and walk in these things. So we can ask ourselves this. What are these things? What are these good works? What is my, quote, Roman citizenship? Right? What's that thing that I can use to advance the kingdom of Christ? What are the talents that the Lord has given me and he wants me to use for his glory to advance his kingdom? Now, I think the last thing, this starts with a mentality. Now, remember what Jesus said, then Paul quoted into the Ephesians, there's greater happiness in giving than receiving. And a lot of times we just want to receive, right? Oh, I want to live my life. I want to, you know, but Jesus says the opposite. There's greater happiness when we don't look at ourselves, but we look outside of ourselves and we see how we can be a blessing, not just receive. So may God strengthen us to walk in those things that he's already prepared for us, that God helps us to see what those things are that, and the ways that we can be part of that mission and be the part of God's story. So, everything is trash compared to Christ. And, you know, let's just pray that God says, show me, what can I do? How can I use what you've given me to bring you glory? And putting Jesus first in our lives. Amen? Let's stand.
Respiro mío. Misericordia, del tuo perdono, della tua forza, Signore. Aiutaci a ritenere le cose del passato. Nel passato, Signore, non è tanto che spazzature, Signore. Aiutaci ad aggrapparci a te, Signore, e cercare solo te, Signore. Come abbiamo cantato, alla vecchia vita non ci torniamo più. Ti amiamo, Signore. Aiutaci questa settimana a glorificarti in ogni cosa, ad essere i tuoi testimoni dovunque ci troviamo. Preghiamo tutto questo nel nome di Gesù. Amen. Amen. Dio vi benedica e buona domenica.